Well, looking around this room, I feel that it is safe to say that all of us have lived long enough and have heard quite a bit of the Word of God enough as to be able to say that in times of confusion, God calls for order. When the leaders God chooses lose focus of their roles and responsibilities as leaders and abuse the power given to them, God called for new leadership. When people's interpretation of God is that of a God that is indifferent to the suffering of the vulnerable and marginalized, and the alienation of basic human rights and basic Christian principles, or that of a God that sides with oppression and injustice, then God himself calls for a redefinition of whom he is and gets busy awakening people's conscience to redefine who they are and whom they serve. That call doesn't always come in a direct and standard mode, but sometimes in a very confusing way. Let us think of the Haitian Revolution that started in the French colony of Saint-Domingue in year 1791, for instance. And let us pay attention to the account Cuban author Alejo Campertier offers in his novel, The Kingdom of This World, which Mr. Carpentier contextualized in the Caribbean. Please know that I am offering this as an illustration of how bad things can go when we say and believe about God doesn't, when what we say and believe about God doesn't go hand by hand with how we carry ourselves and the way we treat others. So in this novel, Alejo Carpentier situates the beginning of the Haitian Revolution in a voodoo ceremony. After years and years of cruel slavery and abuses, and the silence of a church of the status quo that sided with the colonist and the oppressor, and looked to the other side, a group of slaves decided they would take it no more. So they called for an assembly in the forest, and they agreed on starting a revolutionary movement that delivered Haiti as the first black republic of the world in 1901. This is how Alejo Carpentier narrated this, quote, "Bois Caiman, literally alligator wood, was the site of the meeting on the night of August 13, 14, 1791, in the northern mountains of Haiti. The ceremony was historic because it was said to be the ritual that was performed to overthrow French rule in Haiti. Bookman Doddy led the voodoo ritual, and Mambo Marinette, who was possessed by Danter, a voodoo goddess of love and warrior mother, performed the pig sacrifice. All the slaves and those living in the hills came together to be part of this ceremony, to bond and to unite and make a pact with Danter to rise up together and defeat French." Carpentier also includes a prayer attributed to Bookman, the slave leader of the revolt. The prayer goes like this, quote, "The God who created the earth, who created the sun that gives us light, the God who holds up the ocean, who makes the thunder roar, our God who has ears to hear. You who are hidden in the clouds, who watch us from where we are, you are. You see all that the white has made us suffer. The white man's God asks him to commit crimes, but the God within us wants to do good. Our God, who is so good, so just, he ordered us to revenge our wrongs. It is he who will direct our arms and bring us the victory. It is he who will assist us. We all should throw away the image of the white man's God who is so pitiless. Listen to the voice for liberty that speaks in our hearts. End of the quote. And yes, I know, my sisters and brothers, this prayer, the one that I just read, may pose some theological challenging to some of us here in this place and outside of this cathedral. It might also bring some spiritual discomfort to many of us. But wait a minute. Let us not dismiss it yet. Let us brush it a little bit. How about that? Well, this is how I suggest we do this. We are going to keep it around the alligator woods or the Bois Caiman, which is the original French name, in the northern mountains of Haiti. This is the geographical context where it was pronounced. So let us keep it there. We will also keep it in the historical moment this prayer was said, the 18th century. But we will take away the language that might be offensive to more than a few of us. We will also put aside our knowledge that this prayer was said in a voodoo ceremony. But we will keep it in the voice of a slave called Bookman. See how it goes and how it sounds. The God who created the earth, who created the sun that gives us light, picture Genesis. The God who holds up the ocean and made the thunder roar, picture Exodus and some of the Psalms that we know. Our God who has ears to hear, also picture God speaking to Moses. I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. Exodus chapter 3, verses 7. Or maybe this one. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. Exodus 3, verses 9. Maybe we can connect that with the words used by Bookman in his prayer as wide and God and suffering and explosions, etc., etc. Now, how about this one? Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Exodus 6, verses 5. See, if we can manage our theological and spiritual concerns, we can even manage to parallel this prayer of an ancient slave to the Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream, in 1963. Quote, this is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, my Lord, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, knowing that we will be free one day. or maybe we can look into some of the prayers of Archbishop Romero, such as the one that says, it helps now and then to step back and take a long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it is even beyond our vision. And he continues, we accomplish our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that God is in his work. Nothing we do is complete, which is a way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No statement says all that could be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings perfection. No pastoral visit brings wholeness. No program accomplishes the church mission. No set of goals and objectives include everything. That is what we are about. Now, my sisters and brothers, let us go back to Samuel and Eli. And you know, there's somewhat something within me that is always haunting or trying to find an explanation. Why is it that God likes to awake people in the middle of the night? Instead, just, you know, next to them, and all of a sudden unfold a mission for these people, thinking that these people are the right match for this mission. And moreover, and furthermore, God always expects us to say, yes, I'll do it. So when we look around and we read the news, and we know that there will be sometime soon thousands of Salvadorians out of a program that we know as DACA. And we know that actually there are 8,000 dreamers, young people, young life, who are wishing for a better future. And we understand that that cry of these people might get to the ears of God. If God stays next to you in your sleep and unfolds you with a plan on that direction, will you answer, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening? I hope so, and I pray so.